Following the Supreme Court ruling on non-bailable offences, a private legal practitioner, Abraham Amalaba, said the declaration would have far-reaching consequences as far as crime is concerned.
Since 1960, there were some offences which have been categorised by our statute books as non-bailable offences, meaning that if you committed those offences, bail was not available to you until the final decision of the case. Now, what this ruling is seeking to say is that those offences or that categorisation that some offences are non-bailable no longer exist. However, it is left to the discretion of the judge to give you or grant you bail or not. In doing that, the court will take into consideration certain factors which are found in Section 96 thereabouts of the Criminal Offences Act. Some of these are whether or not if you are granted bail, you will interfere with investigations. That's one. Two, whether you have a fixed place of abode, which is known, and that anytime the court is looking for you, they can find you. And whether or not if you are released, you will not be a danger to society. And whether you have a history of jumping bail, that is if previously, you had escaped or jumped bail in a different case. That will also determine, will be used to determine whether or not the court should grant you bail. So, simply put, there are no offenses again in our state books that can be classified as non-bailable. But it doesn't mean that if you commit a crime, it is automatic that you should be granted bail. The court would look at the circumstances and determine whether you should be granted bail or not.
But the way it is put now, it suggests to laymen as though if you are a terrorist, if you are a murderer, if you are a rapist or you are dealing in narcotics, when they send you to court immediately, there's a likelihood that you should be granted bail.
Yes, you will be granted bail, but subject to these conditions. Do you have a fixed place of abode? If you are a vagabond, you don't have a fixed place of abode. Nobody knows where you sleep. Tomorrow you are at Tema Station. The next day you are at Agbogoloshie. Nobody knows your permanent place. That will not be a good grounds to give you bail. Also, if you have a history of jumping bail, meaning that in previous offenses that you've committed, you are known to the law to be somebody who escapes when bail is granted, you will not be given bail. And that if you would interfere with investigations and that the state still needs some time to conclude its investigation. So it is not automatic and it's not as solid as people put it. But just that the categorization no longer exists. These are bailable, these are not bailable. So in the past, we used to have murder, we used to have narcotic cases, we used to have rape, defilement, all these things were categorized as non-bailable offenses. No longer the case. We don't have that categorization again.
So, Abraham, if we are now linking liberty and fundamental human rights to granting bail to criminals, are we not going too far? Are we not giving the guarantee to people to misbehave or misconduct themselves?
You are right. It appears we are extending freedoms beyond bounds and that we are allowing criminals to have some amount of freedom that they don't deserve.
Abraham Amalaba is a private legal practitioner. Human rights advocate Bright Appiah believes the Supreme Court has done a very good job by affirming the law and the constitution. He told Radio Ghana that this does not mean the lower courts cannot refuse bail depending on the circumstances. He said nothing has changed in the position of the law. He spoke to George Ankra.
The court just affirmed the position of what the constitution provides in terms of how we need to respect the fundamental human right of people. So clearly, I do not think that the court has come out with any rule in relation to bailable or non-bailable offense, because in our constitutional provision, we do not have anything called unbailable offense. So it's just affirmation of what the constitution provides so that we can all respect the integrity of people, the grant bail on conditions that will not infringe on the fundamental right of person. So there's no change in respect to what the law provides. But what I can say is that the Supreme Court has done a very good job to affirm the position of the law. Because if you look at the provision in the offences, you will see clearly that there are conditions under which somebody can be bailed, and there are conditions under which the court will refuse to grant bail. And the Supreme Court did not change that position. But what, for me, in my opinion, what the Supreme Court did is to state clearly that there's nothing called non-bailable offence. So it does not also mean that the lower court cannot decide that they won't grant bail, because the constitution is clear that under certain conditions, bail cannot be granted. It doesn't mean that it's not bailable. So that on the basis of human rights values, we will respect the position of the law and we also respect the dignity of people when they come in contact with the law.
If your daughter, excuse me to say, is murdered today, gruesomely, and you send the murderer to court and is granted bail, how will you feel?
Well, the feeling will not be a pleasant one. But what the court did is not to say that if you murder, you'll be granted bail or not. But there are conditions in the law that under those circumstances, the court will choose to grant you bail. It becomes a discretionary powers of the court. Because if you do that, then it becomes a threat to society. The court will use that discretion to do that. In where it would also hamper investigation, the court will refuse to grant bail. So nothing has changed in relation to the law. It's just affirmation that the Supreme Court has given to the law. So whether it is murder or in subversion or in any other offense, the law still holds its position that under certain conditions, you cannot be granted bail. So we need to understand it from that perspective so that we don't create the impression as if the court has come out with a new rule that suggests that even if you commit murder, under all circumstances, it is bailable. I don't think that that's the position of the Supreme Court. All that the Supreme Court is saying is that there's no offenses in our instrument that suggests that certain offenses are non-bailable.